Oh, start over again.
This is where music killed the radio star.
This is where we suck.
Video killed the radio star,
this,
right here.
This is where it is. We suck. Big time. I'm lost now. I don't know what to do now. Yeah. I deleted the whole fucking podcast. 6 minutes worth of podcast in the trash.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That just goes to prove you well. Rookie mistakes happen.
Well, I mean,
rookie mistakes happen on the first
I didn't hit
try.
The live button. I hit live, but not the live. So, I
mean. Well, yours is a simple mistake. Mine is I fucked up.
All right, so what are we doing?
Well, just keep recording. We'll do this.
All right. I mean,
all we got here is Doug and your boy, Dubes.
Yeah, that's his name.
But, yeah, I'm Bucky. You're Andrew. We established that. And the one we deleted.
Yeah. Take two.
So, I mean, like, what more can we do? I mean, we talked about Home Alone 2.
So we're talking about movies from 1992.
Alien 3. Well, you brought up the crying game, which I don't understand.
No, you brought up the crying
you
game.
You brought up the crying game. You clicked it.
Because I was trying to get information about it.
Don't need information about it. I could have told you what it was.
You weren't sure. I know you watch that movie every night.
Yeah, sure. I'm not Kevin. That's Kevin's life story right there. You know?
It looks like Kevin on the cover, too.
It's Kevin's life story. Because you know what's even funnier? Like it's. I'm going to say it. Fuck Greg Thompson.
Yeah, fuck Greg Thompson.
Because if you think about it, crying game's like Greg's life story.
Yeah, you know,
he thinks
cry.
He's getting some, and then all of a sudden the chick pulls down the dress and the arm comes up between the legs.
All he does is cry. He cries because he doesn't want to go on the guard shack. Then he cries because they're taking him from the guard shack. Then he cries because, you know, people are running him over with a forklift. Like, you're not happy.
People in the podcast ain't going to know this guy. They're going to hate this guy.
You
by
can.
Name.
You can hate Greg Thompson. It's okay.
I'm going to spell the last name out for you guys so you can find him on Facebook. It's T-H-O-M-S-O-N. Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson.
Look him up, message him, hate him.
He's on my Facebook. Maybe not for much longer.
I know he unfriended me, but then he refriended me. That's weird. It's weird. I don't know.
I think he blocked you the one time, didn't he?
He blocked me because I
don't even know how to do that on Facebook.
I wrote him like Seabiscuit on comments. But,
All right, so what else? What else we got from 92?
We got,
Patriot Games.
Patriot
Games. That wasn't a bad movie.
It was a bad movie. We got Under Siege.
That was a good movie. That was a.
Yeah, what is that? Lawnmower Man? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Chaplin. Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. I believe that's one of my wife's favorite movies. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Because shrinking them is not enough. You got to blow them up, too. Or blew up.
Far and Away, because, you know, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman weren't too far and away in a movie called, what was it? Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, man. That movie was just. I don't know, you pretty much only watch it to see Nicole Kidman naked.
True.
That was pretty much the only reason people
watched it for. Squeezing the juice there, my friend Encino, man. That's pretty funny. Even that came out in 92. I can't believe that.
Passenger 57.
Well, classic right there. Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Malcolm X.
Single white female.
Universal Soldier. One of Jean-Claude Van Damme's movies.
What else is there? That's it.
Yeah, that might have been it. Well, that's probably all the big name ones. Last of the Mohicans, which probably, I think, won the Oscar that year. Whitney Houston's. What was that song? I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, Bodyguard. Everyone mentions that.
She sings it so
eloquently.
Yeah, I guess you can put it that way.
Was that Basic Instinct? Or no, that wasn't Basic. Yes, it is. It was number 4.
Highest grossing that year. Home Alone 2. It was number 3. Aladdin was number 1. Disney starting to. Wayne's World.
Which we were told we were like Wayne's World-esque.
Yeah. Maybe not as good, but we were definitely Wayne's World-esque.
I mean, it can't be any worse than what the Gimp Man show is going to be about.
Oh, man. It's just going to be him with just a ball gag in his mouth.
Ball gag in his mouth, drooling all over himself.
Oh. Which is like him at work, so.
That's how it is every day.
All right, here you go. Here's some more movies that came out. Meatballs 4. How many movies can it make about?
A summer camp.
Which is probably the same thing.
Same thing. It's pretty much all it is. Well, part 3 had Patrick Dempsey in it.
Did it really?
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny came out. The two Utes. What's her name? Marissa Tomei. Didn't she win like Best Actress or something?
I think so. Oh, Ladybugs. That's Rodney Dangerfield right there.
Yeah, classic. No, she didn't win. She won something, I thought.
Best film was Scent of a Woman.
No, it was January of 93. Damn, Wikipedia's letting me down. All right, anyway.
It was the first mistake you went on Wikipedia.
Not by choice.
That could have been edited by Kevin.
Yeah. No, it's spelled right, so we know it's not. What else we got?
I don't even know these movies. You probably don't even heard.
Poison Ivy,
Lethal Weapon 3, Alien 3,
Encino Man. We said these Sister Act. It's another one of my wife's favorites. Yeah, she's out there laughing now. It's okay. You can like that movie. A League of Their Own.
Well, at least she's laughing. You know, she's not like my wife. She glanced at it and then called me an idiot when I got home on Sunday.
All right, A League of Her Own. She likes that one, too. I got to give her a shout-out for that one. Because I can't like that movie. She has to like it, apparently. Cool World. That was a freaky movie.
That wasn't a freaky movie. It was actually cartoon and live action. No, if you
think about it, he went from live action to cartoon and then did it with a cartoon. And it had, like, repercussions.
Yeah, it made her human.
Yeah.
Had Brad Pitt in it, though.
No, he stuck with her. What else we got? Mo Money. Wayne's Brothers. Mom and Dad Save the World.
That is actually a classic, my friend. I have to say that.
I just want to know how the station wagon made it in outer space.
Well, you know, it is a tractor beam, just like Star Wars. Everything's ripped off from it.
Yeah, but how did it not burn up in the atmosphere?
Oh, you know how... Dude, it's Hollywood.
And then he shot it back down, and the shocks were still good. Like, I want that station wagon. Where was that station wagon when they went across country on National Lampoon's Vacation? Oh, that thing went up 20 feet, and the whole car broke.
Well, not really. If you technically think about it, they fixed it. The wheels were wobbly and it still ran.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. I don't know. Death Becomes Her. That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I think that was a good movie. Just we had a hole in the middle of her.
Yeah, we got Digstown. That's even a good movie. Unforgiven. That's a classic. That's a Clint Eastwood Western, isn't it?
Where? What do you say? Right
there, Unforgiven. Clint Eastwood, yeah.
Yep, director screenplay. Stay Tuned. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Stay Tuned is
during, one of during the production meeting. We actually had one for like 5 seconds.
This is a John Ritter movie. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, that's what we were talking about.
Like, could a movie like that happen today where we would... Could it hold up?
Well, it depends. It could be the same concept of it's like the whole... You know, the devil doing it and everything's kind of like... Like evil shows.
You know, it would be funny. I mean, like... Dwayne's Underworld.
Yeah. Like, is it going to be like that? Like the same spinoff? Like, bitches. You know? Like, instead of Bones, it's going to be like, you know, Pins in the Eyes. I don't know. I didn't really think this one through. But,
well, yeah, you just threw it out there.
You know, instead of Bones, it's going to be a bunch of skeletons.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, like,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's a campy 92 movie. I don't think you can redo that. It's like you're trying to capture the lightning again. Like, with Ghostbusters. You can't remake that movie.
They did.
I know, and it sucked.
As long as they don't remake Back to the Future, we should be fine.
But that's the problem. Why remake it? Why not make it like a handoff? Why not make it like, you know, Christopher Lloyd hands it off to his kids. He had two kids in the last one. Jules and Vern.
But it was a train then.
Yeah, but they could grow up and they could, you know, invent the thing. And they could go back to see what their dad was like when he was younger.
True.
See, like, why does it have to be a remake? Don't remake the classics. Anybody who's listening who gives a damn or can do anything, which is nobody.
Yeah, because they don't. I don't think anybody's watching us anymore.
We're done.
We're done. But,
the clock confirmed that nobody's watching anymore. But no, all right. So, like, Stay Tuned. What shows would you want to go into? Not like the goofy ones, but like for real. Like, you wanted to like Law and Order.
What are we talking about here?
What's that?
Are we talking about what was in the movie, or are we talking about
where? No, today. Today, now, and age.
Well, that'd be tough. I mean, like, there's a lot of... I mean, you definitely don't want to be part of 24.
No, everyone's... Yeah, everyone's jumping
something to be shot at. I don't know. It's tough.
No, because then it ties in with that the Twilight episode. Twilight Zone episode. You go into the cartoon, now the cartoon is chasing you. You could die.
Yeah. It's like Nightmare on Elm Street. You don't want to be dreaming... And you die in your dreams.
You don't want to be Johnny Depp and just
sucked into your bed.
Swallowed up by your bed and just
dumped out over top of it.
But yeah, what movie? What shows would you want to go into?
It's tough. I don't know. It's weird. Because there's so many shows out there right now. I mean, definitely do not want to be part of a zombie apocalypse.
No, it's trying to reconnect. There we go.
Yeah, we should be back up and running. We got somebody in there.
It's my aunt.
Your family at least is supporting us.
Hello, Aunt Bernie. Oh, hi, Helen, and Brittany, and Steve, and Rich. Man, I wasn't paying attention.
Nobody's watching because no one's coming.
Yeah. I think it's just pity likes. What does this button do? No filter. You
froze
it. No, I didn't. Okay. It's not frozen. Well, no, yeah, you don't want to go...
You're still recording. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to be part of the Walking Dead world.
No, nobody does.
Because Negan's going to boot stomp your ass.
True.
And Rick would probably kill you, too.
You don't want to be part of Into the Badlands, because then you're getting swords, your head cut off. Have you watched that yet?
I've watched parts of it. I've seen it.
You gotta watch it, too. So good. So good.
But, like, what show... You can't go into Bones, because that show is over. I haven't seen the answer. Don't spoil it.
I probably have to fall into Grey's Anatomy, because that's the only show you can actually feel comfortable falling into. Because at least you know you fall into a hospital, you won't be killed.
Alright, come on. They have people die all the time in there.
Not all the time. I guarantee you, 90% of the time, the patient survives.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in forever.
Just watched it last week.
Really?
That shows you my...
All they ever do is cry in that show.
A man card has that little check mark for... Chick shows.
Chick shows?
Yeah.
Now, do you watch it or do you watch it with your wife?
Well, I watch it with the wife, yeah.
Because there's shows I've tried watching with the wife that she's banned me from watching.
Is this true, Gianna? I have to ask this now.
Yeah. What's true? Which show have you banned me from watching with you?
Watching with me?
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be on the podcast now. She might as well bring her.
Last Ship.
I didn't ban you. Oh, well, in that sense, yes, I banned him from
watching. Okay, I didn't ban you, but I'm right.
He's as critical of military shows as I am of medical shows, so we can't watch them together.
Although she watches Code Black.
I do. I love Code Black. It's very, it's a good show, but you don't watch it with me. And when you do, you ask a lot of questions. And then I just try to...
I'm trying to learn about things that interest her, and I get in trouble.
Well, you ask questions, you have to wait till the commercial, then you can ask.
You don't do that to me. You want to have full-blown conversations when I'm watching a show I've only seen twice.
Because you're supposed to know all the answers.
You didn't catch the twice part, but okay.
I'm going to go back and do my work now. Are you done harassing?
I was done harassing you. Bucky over here wanted to get you in on it.
You said shows. I wanted to see what she was saying. Yeah, she said Last Ship.
Last Ship.
And you were critical about military shows all of a sudden now.
Well, he picks them apart. I'll pick apart medical shows. I'm not even going to lie. I will. But Code Black's pretty accurate, so I don't have to tear it apart. Last Ship, though. That's the first medical show I've watched since, ER. That tells you how long it's been. But Last Ship, no. He gets all like, you don't do it that way, and you wouldn't do this.
No, because...
You can't do all that together, and I'm like, I don't care.
The final straw where she banned me was these two guys were talking, one's a higher ranking than the other. And he's like, this is what you got to do. And the lower ranking guy's like, but no, why? Why do we have to do that? And I'm like,
well, it's also like the world's motherfucker.
Exactly. This is the last ship. Matter. No, it does because you're still wearing the ranks. If you took off the ranks and you said, screw it, I'm no longer in the Navy, then fine. But no, you're wearing the uniform still. No, you can't pretend like you're following it and then not with other things. No. And this guy is supposed to be a career Navy man. They're supposed to have more respect for themselves like that than that.
Well, when there's a giant plague coming over the world.
No,
she's tough. Right.
Error.
No,
sorry.
She's right.
No, no.
Thank you.
You know, it's a TV show.
No.
You're supposed to step away from the reality that you were in the military.
I do.
And you know this stuff.
Well, that's really hard.
I do, because, all right.
That's hard to do, but.
I mean, plus it's the Navy, so they're not like the real military.
Do you watch 24?
No.
No.
I can never get into 24.
This season's dealing with military things. Navy SEALs.
Yeah, well, it's like the youngest Navy SEAL ever. But still, like, the end of the world, everything's dying. This guy could, like, shoot the fly's butthole from 3,000 miles away with a handgun and, one eye. So, like, the whole thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Navy SEALs are good. They are damn good, but they're not that good.
Eric Dane. That's what it is. Eric Dane sells the show.
There's a whole bunch of them on there that sell the show.
Yeah, see?
Oh, you watch the show now, too?
What? Oh, he's on 24?
No, I'm still talking about Last Ship.
She's still talking about Last Ship. He's on 24. They're having two different conversations.
We're talking about Last Ship. Eric Dane's on Last Ship. He wasn't on 24.
He hasn't been on 24.
I don't know. I don't know who this guy even is. I don't even care who these guys are. I'm not watching either one of the shows.
She's going to show you now.
I don't care.
You do care.
No, I don't.
It is all on the podcast. This is even better.
Yeah. Don't record over this. All right, so,
you're so
what show?
Critical of military shows?
Not all of them. Like, I watched, what is it, Soul Survivor? Oh, he's like the captain, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's single-handedly saving the world.
Yeah, see?
And everybody else just his minions. Yeah,
well, he's the captain. That's true.
Yeah.
But he did get captured.
That's McSteamy.
He shouldn't have left the shift. The ship.
You know that, right?
What's that?
That's McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy.
They're taking out everybody. They took out the middle of China.
Taking out the Russians. Whoa.
Yeah. They've gone against, like, every major country. Anyway, done.
But there was a plague. They should have taken out every major country. Well, took out it takes out America, but no other country. Like, China is completely intact in this show, and so is Russia.
Well, no,
and there's now people in Antarctica.
They have their own,
like, they have their own people in Antarctica, I think. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. I don't care about the show.
They had to get the doctor to the primordial strain. It all goes back to that. Okay?
It's a horrible, horrible attempt at a zombie show.
And it's,
there's no zombie.
Exactly. That makes it horrible. Every show is a horrible attempt at a zombie show. Point blank. Done. No, I'm kidding. So you would go to Grey's Anatomy. That would be the movie, the TV show you'd go into.
Why wouldn't you? Because every show now, lately, they're killing everybody.
You wouldn't go to, like, PJ Masks? Or you don't have a young kid.
I have a 12-year-old. My 12-year-old watches Walking Dead.
Yeah, you're screwed. You can't go into that show.
Speechless. Watch Speechless.
Oh, yeah, Speechless. I could go into Speechless. Have you seen Speechless?
No.
Holy shit, that show was awesome.
I'm gonna watch it.
Oh my god.
I told you I have to watch Shameless too.
I don't know about Shameless. But have you seen Big Bang before? Oh my god, how have you not seen Big Bang?
I don't watch Big Bang.
Oh.
I don't like comedies.
This is apparent because you're not funny on here.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
I've been carrying you for how long?
you had to get my wife involved to take me on here. All right, so let's move on then.
You're the one who brought the whole I have a thing against military shows.
No, she brought it up.
You know, Captain America here.
Movie's the greatest movie of all time. Shut your mouth.
The second one's the best movie.
They're both awesome. Greatest superhero of all time, Captain America. Could defeat the entire world. Even Spider-Man, Jared. Spider-Man sucks.
Jared's not. He's Jared. Not there.
I know, but
he's going
to listen
to
this
podcast. Though.
He's
you
going
just said
to.
All that, so.
He's going to listen to this. He's going to lose his damn mind. I need to get Mike on here so we can go off on him again like that one day. We just tag teamed him and just.
All right, since we went off on our tangent here about TV shows, are we backtracking now to 92? Or do
I don't know.
Or do I have to pose a question to you?
Pose the question to me.
I mean, like, you asked the question of what TV show would I fall in. Do you think you could survive the game shows they had in that movie?
No. Because they were rigged. They were rigged against you. You're not going to win.
I mean, it was pretty funny. What the one game show was? What, Truth or Dare or something like that?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
He had to tell her Truth or Dare. I don't know. It was weird. No, he had to tell the truth when he was lying. When he lied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was all against him. You couldn't win. Oh, that's not the right one. I don't even remember all the game shows that they had.
I think they only had the one.
Wikipedia's again no help.
Well, like I said, it's like trusting Kevin.
The Gimp Man?
The Gimp Man. Which will probably be on Sunday nights live with the Gimp Man.
Like ball gag in his mouth if he doesn't.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he don't know where to put the ball gag. It's going to be kind of scary for everyone to watch.
Why is he trying to reconnect? All right. It's reconnected.
I mean, like, well, you can go ahead and continue talking, but it's...
Who else we got? All right, so are we done with the Stay Tuned?
Yeah, we're done with Stay Tuned for now. I mean, like, we can always go back to that later.
All right.
Some other time when we want to cross the road or someone brings it up.
Yeah, invite him, what the hell?
Because, I mean...
Who's he going to fight, John? All right, Sneakers came out in 92.
Sneakers, that's the one with,
It's one of our hackers. Dan Aykroyd?
I'm trying to think of his name.
Robert Redford?
Robert Redford.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good movie.
It was weird to see Dan Aykroyd in kind of a serious role.
Well, that's the thing about Dan Aykroyd, is that nobody knows that the guy can act.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was Ghostbusters fan. See what else we got in 92. Oh, Kevin's on. The Gimp Man. The Gimp Man is here.
Shows up finally after 19 minutes.
I was going to say, 1:54. No, that's the time.
But it's like...
it's like pulling teeth to get the Gib Man to do anything.
That's the thing about Dan Aykroyd, is everyone sees, you know, they associate him with Ghostbusters. They don't think about serious roles like Sneakers or anything. I mean, the guy's a great comedic actor. I mean, like, you can't not laugh at... Do you ever see Evolution?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was hilarious in that when he played the mayor of the town. And it's like, I got attacked by a big blue no-nosed gorilla. Which looked like Kevin, which is pretty funny.
Kevin is funny.
I mean, well, when you look like, you know, pedophile version of Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
What are you going to do about it? Makes you wonder if he's actually watching or he just
clicked on. I think he just clicked on just to shut up, yeah.
You know. Is that Caddyshack too? No, that's 1988.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is all the movies that Dan Aykroyd's been in. He's in, you know, Coneheads, obviously.
Well, see, Chaplin. See, he was in serious movies.
My Girl. 90, that was the movie. It was My Girl I was thinking of. He was in My Girl.
Well, 90. Look at the 92. He's in all serious roles.
Sneakers, This Is Life, yeah. He was in Driving Miss Daisy?
Yeah, he played the son. I almost... Was that Masters of the Universe? No, Masters of Menace. I didn't know you had a friend named Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Can't get us into Hollywood?
No, not that Chris Tucker.
Oh, damn.
So what else? What else came out? Captain Ron came out in 92.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell was Captain Ron. It was directed by Tom Ebhart. Is that anything like Tyler?
No. Tyler's not that lucky.
No. That'd be cool if it was. What else came out?
Yeah, School Ties. That's Brendan Fraser, Matt Damon.
Yeah, Chris O'Donnell, Ben Affleck. Damn, that was a good cast back then. Hell, that'd be a good cast still now.
Singles, that's even a better movie. That's a classic.
Bridget Fonda, Matt Dillon.
Innocent Blood is a vampire movie.
Last of the Mohicans. It's a Mohican movie.
It's funny how all these movies came out when we were kids. Yeah. And like now we're like, damn.
Mr. Baseball came out in 92.
Magnum P.I., my friend.
All right, Chief. That was a good movie. I like that. That's one of my more favorite baseball movies.
What was funny about it? What made you laugh about it? I mean, like, seeing as we had Major League, too. But something about Mr. Baseball was pretty funny because, you know, it's just, you never expect to see Tom Selleck.
Yeah, Tom Selleck.
In that kind of role.
I thought you were going to say Hanks there for a minute.
I almost said Tom Hanks. I almost slipped up there. Gotta get my shit right here.
No, Tom Selleck was, yeah, he was in the, he still had that mustache. I don't think he's ever going to sell it. So, shave it, not sell it. He's just going to invite everybody.
Might as well. But yeah, you might as well just, somebody will get one of these pop-ups, comment or something. I don't know.
I think people would just do it just for a notification. As you drop it.
I broke it.
You didn't break it. You just dropped it.
They got a good shot of the ceiling.
Yeah. Chandelier. What else was in there? Under Siege. We were talking about that one earlier. Candyman.
Like I said earlier, you wouldn't be surprised how many people hate that movie.
That the one where they the guy had a hook?
Yeah, hook and
bees. He said Candyman like three times in the movie mirror or some stupid crap.
Which is also funny because Dr. Giggles came out in the same year. And that's a great horror movie.
I've never seen that one. I have to watch that now. Reservoir Dogs. That came out in 92. People make comments. We're getting very... We don't know what to talk about.
We're just rambling here now because, you know, Andrew got chewed out by his wife over the last ship.
Yeah. You guys tried to gang up on me. Didn't go as you planned. So Reservoir Dogs. Tarantino movie. Bloody as hell for no reason, which is awesome.
Yeah.
One of the sickest ear-cutting off scenes I've ever seen.
Very true.
And there was a funny scene, too, where it was like, he's going to kill a cop. And he goes, which one? And then shoots him. Like, I thought it was pretty funny. Like, he did all this to save the cop, and he goes, and he just shoots him anyway.
Yeah.
Like, didn't, like, everyone die?
I thought Mr. Pink survived. Didn't Mr. Pink survive? No, what's his name? Tim Ross character. Didn't he survive, or did he die? It's just been so long since I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it again. For next podcast, we'll come out and let you know.
We got to refresh on a lot of this stuff, because we're just, you know, throwing us out here right now.
Jennifer 8, I don't remember
this
that.
This is what we suggested. We were supposed to really talk about the worst of 92, and we have to go through a whole list because we didn't really take notes and we just sat at Fridays and ate wings and pot stickers and mozzarella sticks.
Oh, they were so good.
You know, Matt could come over here and get us some beer because, you know,
I like how this is my most watched live video. This is my only live video. Yeah, like,
that's how it is, dude.
Thanks, Facebook. You're trying to build me up, but you just suck at it. No, Gianna, you don't have to watch if you can hear me in the living room. You can make comments, though, if you want. Passenger 57 came out in 92.
Hey, look, isn't that your favorite movie, Love Potion number 9?
Well, it's got my girl Sandra in it.
Well, you missed the joke, but you're just like Kevin. Dry humor. Yeah. Goes over your head. Bad Lieutenant, did you ever see that yet?
No.
I clicked on some shit. Escape from
the How'd you click on Home Alone 2? That's like 3 miles up.
I don't know. But yeah, Bad Lieutenant, dude. You should see it. It's really like...
Is it bad?
Grimy. It, you know, unless you watch it, but you gotta make sure the kids aren't around because Harvey Keitel stands in front of a mirror butt-ass naked, dick flapping in the wind.
Kevin's excited now.
I don't know if he's watching anymore, but yeah, he might.
Kevin hears about things flapping in the wind. His, like, spider sense picks up.
Yeah.
Which, again, Jared, Spider-Man sucks. Aladdin came out. Robin Williams was in that.
Forever Young, A Few Good Men.
No, that was a good movie.
What, A Few Good Men?
No. Yeah, that was a good movie. Horrible title. It was a good movie.
It was a military movie, too, so...
Yeah, but that was before I was in the military.
Didn't want you going off on another tangent here.
No, that was before I was in the military, so I don't... Forever Young, is that the one where...
It's Mel Gibson.
The scar on his face?
I think so. Click on it. I think that's the one.
Let's click on that shit.
You know, first podcast, and all we're doing is clicking on movies, talking bullshit.
No, it's not. Yes, my love.
You should ask somebody that's watching if they can see you, because when I try to look at it, it's just a black screen with, like, the spinny circle.
Can anybody see us?
I tried my phone and the iPad, and it just spins. So I don't know if it's just our Wi-Fi, if our Wi-Fi's overloaded, but ask somebody.
Yeah, I had to pause this there for a minute.
All right, well...
Is this the one where he wakes up and he's frozen?
Yeah, freezing.
A lot of dead silence here, you know that.
I'm trying to read this. Forever Young was just, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's the one where he was frozen and woke up. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Rashawn, can you see us?
That's another one of my wife's favorites.
Trespass. You see that? You haven't seen that? That's a great movie.
Long time ago.
Alpha.
Toys. Toys was a good movie. Have you seen that? Have you seen Toys?
Yeah, I've seen Toys.
The Toys go back.
Robin Williams and all that. But yeah, we gotta ask you, Rashawn, can you see us?
Hello? Can you? Anybody?
Anybody? Talk. Thumbs up.
Down.
Middle finger.
Nah, I got signal.
I don't know. It's weird. This is all going on the podcast. Rashawn may have to have Jared do a lot of editing. Yeah.
Leaving a part where Spider-Man sucks, though, Jared.
This is the thing about Wikipedia I don't like. They give you a certain amount, and then they all of a sudden they got to drop you to the bottom and give you the rest of the crap in alphabetical order.
Yeah, like, well, what happened?
See, it's funny. I would have put Army of Darkness up there, but they put it down at the bottom.
That was an awesome movie. Is that the original one or is it the sequel?
This is the third one.
I can never remember the order of their names.
It's called, well, you got Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and then Army of Darkness. And then the fourth one is The Evil Dead.
Rashawn, can you see us? Can you hear us?
Maybe not. They probably just...
He's watching, so he's got to be...
Like I said, you got to remember also when people say they're watching, they're just...
Yeah, get rid of the notification.
You go back to Candy Crush.
Yeah. People even still play that game anymore?
I do. But
I said people, like people that matter.
Oh, well, damn. Sting, yeah. Hurt in the heart.
Yeah. It's not part of the peanut gallery.
You still play the Simpsons game?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, awesome. See, we're going to talk about that now because apparently the movie talking here we can't get through to.
Well, we're done. We're done 92.
Well, 92 is horrible.
Give me another year.
You know, we're going to go through every year in the first podcast? But yeah, I mean, there's not much more to talk about. I mean, we could just pretty much talk about what, as I'm destroying this paperclip, but...
It's okay. Oh.
What was that?
Can anybody see us?
It's a podcast. They can't see us on the podcast.
Well, we're on Facebook Live, too.
Well, yeah, that. But you're saying it out loud, so.
Well, because I'm
trying to make you feel stupid, but.
I can't say it in my head for people to understand me. They're not going to understand. They're not going to hear it.
What? You don't have a mutant power?
No.
Kevin's got spider sense for dick. You didn't know that?
It's dick sense. It's not really spider sense. Yeah. Mutant power. Or superpower.
We're going to go across this now. All right. We're going to be 12-year-olds again.
Let's do this. Come on. What the hell? We got nothing else to talk about. I don't even know people can even see this.
What are you going to give yourself?
One. How many? How many can we have? And it can't be to have all everyone else's powers. Like, you can't have Rogue's power. All
right, fine. Well, two powers. You're only allowed two powers.
All right. And it can't be Rogue's, because that's kind of like cheating. Okay, well, it's got to be healing. Obviously. And it's got to be Deadpool's healing, because that's faster than Wolverine's. But I'll take healing anyway. And then, got to go with Xavier's mind control. Telepathy, mind control. The whole gambit of what Xavier can do.
Alright.
Because, I mean, this way, like, what else do you need? Like, you can heal, not to worry about getting sick. And then nobody can hurt you because you can just tell them to go.
Well, then you got a problem with it. Because then you got that one villain that's going to be, like, able to figure out your weakness would be a way to block your telepathy and all that with a helmet like Magneto did.
Yeah, but I can still heal. So, what's he going to do?
Tear you apart, first off.
And then I can heal.
Not if you. How are you going to heal if they take? If they goes, you know what? I rip you in half. I take your legs with me and leave you on the ocean floor.
Deadpool cut his hand off and it grew back.
All right, so we're going to go with, you're going to use Deadpool's healing. So you're pretty much like a lizard. All right, I get what you're saying now. I got it. I'll take it back.
Like, I mean, I get it. So like, eventually,
you,
so
you
like
get your hand cut off. You're going to go through the whole process. Have a little baby hand. You want to see how big, you know, everything looks in it.
Yeah,
I got you.
Like, I mean, I get it. Eventually, like, you could find a way to, but like, you'll be immortal.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, pervert. But yeah.
All right. So what's yours?
I would have to.
Is yours still recording?
Yeah, mine's still recording. Oh. We're still 32 minutes in. But you know, I would have to go with Nightcrawler's teleportation, and I would take Luke Cage's indestructible skin. Superhuman strength. That's three now, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be three.
Damn, I can't do that then. Well, then I would just take the indestructible skin and the teleportation. Can't destroy it. Can't hurt me. So there. I don't have to worry about being regenerated.
Yeah, but you're eventually going to die anyway. Indestructible skin. So they put you in jail. Big deal. Like, you're just there.
Well, that's our problem. That's when we collide, you know. You figure it out, and then I just cut your hands off. And then you're like, hey, I have to take a dinosaur restriction to most fear dinosaur in there.
I said it cooler than a gift man, though.
Well,
teleportation. Why the hell would you want teleportation? Walk your fat ass.
In case if the problem gets a little too, you know, scary, pop, pamph out.
Yeah, but you gotta see where you're going. You'd end up in a wall.
That's the best part. He said that in the movie. If he didn't know where he was going, he would probably end up in a wall. He didn't end up in a wall. He ended up in the place he was told he was going to be. The jail cell.
I'm just saying.
I'm still going to use it.
You can use it.
Nightcrawler's the best X-Men in my book.
X-Men of all time. Nightcrawler. All he does is teleport. And that's the tail.
Best point. So? Well, what's your best X-Men? What's your all-time favorite X-Men?
Obviously, Wolverine.
Everyone says Wolverine.
All right. Because he's the best. But all right, they're all bandwagoners. But okay, so you take Wolverine out of it. Okay, so you can't use Wolverine because he's the popular vote. God forbid I'd be on a winning team. Best X-Men of all time.
You already said Wolverine.
No, you tell me I can't use
Wolverine. What's your second one then?
You tell me I can't use Wolverine.
You already said it. Might as well keep it. So what's your second one?
We're doing like across...
You have a strong second, right?
Across all genres?
What do you call
like all comic genres? Books, movies, we're TV talking, shows?
Well, yeah. Every X-Men character out there that's owned by Fox.
Hmm.
You want a drum roll?
No. I don't need a drum roll. That's just distracting. I don't know. Best X-Men of all time. Because you got to think of like Magneto was considered an X-Man for like 5 minutes. And then... Jean Grey, but then is it Jean Grey as like the Phoenix, or is it Jean Grey as Jean Grey? Never liked Magneto. Not Magneto, Cyclops.
Why don't you like Cyclops?
I was a punk ass. Like, I don't know.
Or just, is it because you thought he was a punk ass, or is it because you thought he was too strict of a leader?
No, I didn't think he was strict of a leader. I just thought he was always, like, every time you saw him, he always seemed to be, like, whining or crying about something.
But see,
like,
that's...
Like, oh, I can't see you without my glasses. I'll burn everybody. Well, just close your eyes,
see,
dude.
See, that's the thing, though, because that's what the early... See, that's what it was from the 80s to 90s version of Cyclops was. He was afraid to take the glasses off. He was not what he was from the 2000s on, where he was... I'm telling you.
In the movies or the comics?
He was a douchebag in the comics from early 2000s on, because he got that attitude where, you know, I don't... He got that leader, like, I don't fuck care, I'm the leader. You know, he walked up and phased fucking Wolverine in the face.
Yeah, I do heels, who cares?
You know, he don't care.
Yeah.
This is talking about the guy who did Jean Grey, Emma Frost, some cosmic chick. Yeah, he's just like his dad.
So close second would either be Colossus or Magneto.
Colossus or Magneto.
Because you got to think, all right, Magneto... Control metal.
True.
All metal types.
And he also pulled out Wolverine's adamantium.
Yeah, which was badass. You know, so you can pretty much, and you know, you just, that's just cool. Like, you just, I don't know. And then Colossus. Like, you just turn into a freaking indestructible thing. Like, who's going to bother you? It's pretty much like the Luke Cage thing. Indestructible skin. And he's probably, and he's got the strength to it too. So if you wanted your indestructible skin and the strength, you pick Colossus. Not Luke Cage.
I'll still take Luke Cage.
You would.
I would. Colossus is too cartoony for me. Strong second for me, I would have to say. That's tough.
But see?
Yeah, it would be. I would go with Sabretooth. I would go with a villain.
Yeah, I forgot.
I would have to go with a villain on that one. Sabretooth was an X-Men. I don't know if he was an X-Men, but he was in that realm. Gotta remember, him and Wolverine were almost similar.
They were like brothers or something, or... I don't know. You're like the first one to ever do that. How long have we been recording on this one? 37 minutes. Really?
Seems
it was
37 longer.
Minutes long, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so we covered movies. Covered comics.
Covered some superhero stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean,
like, we covered a year of movies. We didn't cover like...
Well, we covered a whole year because, you know, we didn't run off what we were supposed to run off. We just went in and went down the list.
Well, I think that was the game plan. I think we figured more people would be watching us. But
we made fun of Jared and Kevin.
For some reason, live isn't working. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe if we take Wi-Fi off, see if that does anything.
Yeah. They're probably wondering where we are.
Yeah. Well...
You know what you should do? Finish it. Start it again.
You want to try that? Yeah, we finish it. I hit finish, man. What the hell?
Oh, well. Just keep going. We're fine. We'll keep running off here. So what's the sports news?
How's live? Must be 4 seconds long. But we've already been doing it for 4 seconds. Oh, it's frozen. That's why.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter. Close it out.
Sports world? How's the sports world? Sports world of sports.
I know. Sports is kind of boring anyway because it's only hockey right now. You know, and everyone hates my team. It's the Penguins. Well, you know, basketball, I don't watch it. March Madness, we're currently, like, I don't even know what's going on. Do you?
No, I don't watch.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch basketball at all. I'm just at football.
I don't even know why we're talking sports.
Oh, Jared sent me a friend request.
Wow, it took that long to become friends.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of heartless. And you got other ones, too.
Yeah. But, like, I'm just like, picturing, like, when he finally hears this.
Oh, yeah.
And gonna, we come to this part where we'd be like, you know, Jared finally sent me a friend request. Like, what's up?
At the 40-minute mark, he's going to be like...
The 40-minute mark. And we're working together for how long? And he finally requests me now. It's because I think Spider-Man sucks.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
I don't do that. I don't request people on Facebook. I didn't request you on Facebook.
You married her.
I'm sure
you did. Yeah, I married her, so that counts. But, all right, what's your thoughts on Spider-Man, then?
The new one?
Spider-Man. No, just Spider-Man in general.
Are we just talking Spider-Man. Comics or movies? I'm telling you right now, I'd rather talk the movies because I'm tired of talking comic books about Spider-Man because Spider-Man is just too oversaturated in the comic book world.
Yeah, you hear that, Jared? He said Spider-Man sucks.
I didn't say he sucks, I just say oversaturated.
Two beards.
Movie version, because I still, like, I had to...
Official
I had
to, position, Spider-Man sucks.
We're going to go back to comic book stuff here because, you know, I had this conversation with Jared, I think it was 2 weeks ago. What was our favorite Peter Parker?
What, movies?
Yeah, in the movies. And me and him agreed Tobey Maguire.
Wait, you and who?
Jared. Both agreed Tobey Maguire was better
Peter Jared Parker. Has a hard-on for every Spider-Man, so you could have said freaking...
No, he doesn't like Andrew Garfield.
You could have said a Spider-Man in Bali World. He'd be like, oh, yeah, he's good. Oh, yeah. He didn't like Andrew Garfield because you just said you didn't like Andrew Garfield. I guarantee if I talk with him, I say, man, Andrew Garfield's like the man of Spider-Man. He's like, yeah, Spider-Man. Ooh, Spider-Man. He's set up like the Gimp Man. He eats up ball gags.
I can't believe that's going to be in my head now. Thanks.
What, Spider-Man?
Kevin swallowing ball gags.
So the movies of Spider-Man, who's my favorite? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah, you have Andrew... I mean, like, we're going to... Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. We got Tom Holland now.
Yeah, he's a new one.
So,
we only he's the one that three. Was in the Avengers, right?
Yeah. You know, you only have three in the cinematic universe to pick from.
You sure? I don't know. I'm just asking you, because I don't watch Spider-Man.
There's only... Well, you got three with Tobey Maguire, two with Garfield... And only gonna have we got one coming out this year with Tom Holland, so you got six movies.
Or are we talking about cartoons or live action?
Well, live action, you're talking these three.
Neil Patrick Harris was Spider-Man the animated series. Okay, I like Neil Patrick Harris. I gotta jump on that one now. But all right, out of those three, like I can't say Tobey Maguire because those movies sucked.
What?
They were horrible. No. Like
you hate Spider-Man 2. You're going to officially say that on this podcast.
Spider-Man 2.
Doc Ock was the bad guy.
Yeah. I hated all the Spider-Man movies so far. The ones I've seen.
Part
all three
2 is the best.
Actually, I didn't even see the third
one. Out of all three of the Tobey Maguire series, Part 2 is the best one.
Is that the one where he lost his powers? Raindrops are falling on my head?
Yeah.
No, see, I was done. Well, see, I was done with Spider-Man. All right, look. With Tobey Maguire's thing, when they changed his origin... Like, I hate that. I hate when they change origins. And they make it, like, dumb crap. So then they did that. They screwed it up. And then they had him beat his arch nemesis in, like, the first movie. Like, are you kidding me? You know? Because it's a comic book movie. Like, the arch nemesis can't get away. They have to wrap it up. Because people can't handle the arch nemesis getting away. Like, it was such a big thing that Michael Myers was never killed in the first one. You never saw his body. He just walked away.
Well, see, that's... We can argue that with the Marvel Universe, with them killing off the villains.
Who'd they kill off?
Well, see, the only one we don't know technically about is Red Skull.
He didn't,
He didn't die. He just vanished.
Okay.
But they killed off the villain in Thor 2. Thor, actually, both Thor movies, both villains died.
Well, Thor is more of a love story, so, they gotta have a happy ending.
I'm trying to think. Now I'm actually thinking about this. All right, so Captain America.
Captain America won.
Red Skull's gone.
Red Skull. He was just...
Wasn't dead. Incredible Hulk.
Well, Abomination wasn't killed. He was going somewhere. Incredible two, Hulk, you can't really talk about because they killed those movies.
The two Thor movies. They killed... No. Yeah. No.
Who did they kill in Thor?
No, they didn't kill anybody in Thor.
Yeah.
No. Thor. Loki was survived because Loki was the villain in the first one. Second one was the Dark Elf. He's dead. Yeah. Captain America, Red Skull was the first one.
Captain America 2 was Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. They were both alive. Civil War, they were fighting each other. It doesn't matter. Zemo was the bad guy, but he survived. That's odd.
See, they don't kill them. But then they had to. They have to in DC because they just...
They killed
the ones DC, Thor. Marvel.
Killed the one... Two Iron Man. Yeah, first two Iron Man movies. They killed the first guy. Then Whiplash. And then three. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not killing his main characters.
They're killing his main villains, though.
It's Iron Man. Iron Man's main villain is going to be freaking Rust. You know? They're not going to kill his main villains. But like, all right, think about it. You just talk Spider-Man, Green Goblin shows up. He's always, it's Spider-Man, Green Goblin. Those are the two, Dr. Octopus. Those are the main people that associate with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like Sandman and Hobgoblin later when Green Goblin does go away, and the Vulture and people he steals from like other better characters. That's right, Jared, I said it, better characters. But like, the first movie they killed him. They got rid of the Green Goblin in the first movie.
Well, technically, they didn't really get rid. They killed the Green Goblin, but then you know you got the sun. The sun takes over.
Should technically be the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, true, but you know.
So then they killed it. They made him the Green Goblin again.
They had to.
No, you're.
This is because they took the same storyline to with the Amazing Spider-Man version, even though Norman Osborn never fully came out as the Green Goblin. The sun took over.
Yeah,
was the Green Goblin.
I just didn't like it. I just didn't
all
like
all three movies. You didn't like.
I wasn't buying it. I wasn't buying anything. William Dafoe was a very convincing actor, but wasn't buying Tobey Maguire as anything. And then
all right, so since you didn't like Spider-Man ones, I gotta ask: are you a DC fan?
I am more of a Marvel fan.
So you're more of a Marvel fan. So you stick to the MCU. All right, so the DCU, the DCCU. You heard about what's going on with Justice League. It's rumored 3 hours long.
Wow. See, we talk about DC. I can't because the only DC movies I've liked were the Batman trilogies with Christian Bale. Both Batmans with Michael Keaton. And
you saw
like the original Superman.
You saw Batman vs. Superman.
Oh god, that was so horrible.
It's horrible.
My kid wanted to see this movie. Begged and pleaded, wanted to see it. Friend gave me a copy, didn't work out too well. I rented it off of PlayStation. Two hours into the movie, he's like, this is boring. I'm like, I know, kid, but we gotta, we're watching it. Like, play on the Kindle, I don't care, but we're watching this. Like, we're getting my $2 worth.
We'll do this like 2 hours of talk.
And then, like, I get it. You build up the backstory, I get it. But then you take, in my opinion, Superman's greatest arch enemy, in my opinion, even better than Lex Luthor. Don't get me wrong, Lex Luthor is the man. He's an awesome villain. But you take somebody who went toe-to-toe with Superman, punch for punch, and he made Superman his bitch. To me, he's the greatest villain that Superman ever fought. And they totally fucked him. They destroyed him in the movies. Are you kidding me? You made him an adaptation of General Zod. And you made him shoot laser beams out of his eyes. He didn't have the spikes. And he died. He didn't die by Doomsday's hand. He died by his own hand using the
Kryptonite spear
that just made him weak. And then, like, are you kidding me? You took the greatest villain and you screwed the pooch. You screwed it. And then, like, I was talking about somebody with this before. Like you've read a Death of Superman comics.
Yeah.
You take the greatest story, which, like, one of the greatest stories, you know, like, such a shock. Superman actually died. And he did die. For all you people who want to say he was in a coma. No, he died. They brought him back because they realized they screwed up. People are like, oh, Superman's involved. He's never died. No, Doomsday killed him. Don't play it because they want to go back and change it. So anyway, he dies. What, five people come back to take up the mantle of Superman? There's five spinoffs right there. Superboy, who's a genetic, a genetic mutation that they made in the lab.
Yeah.
Then there was John Henry. Remember?
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Awesome ass character.
Shitty, the shiny, shitty movie.
It was a shitty movie, but he was an awesome character in the comics. The solid steel thing. I can't remember if he had a cape of steel, but the sledgehammer. He had a building fall on him.
That's the thing I had to cut you off because we'll talk about that one day eventually when we bring up the steel movie with Shaquille O'Neal.
That was Shaquille. Can't fall Shaquille.
So you had Superboy Steel.
Superboy Steel. Then you had
Cyborg Superman.
Cyborg Superman. Was it five or was it four?
Then you had Eradicator.
The alien one.
I think that was it.
Okay, yeah.
There was only four.
I think there was five, but there was four.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was one. Yeah. Wasn't there a clone one, though? Or was that Superboy?
think that was Superboy was the clone.
But anyway, you have that. So now you could have taken them. You could have had four spin-off movies, or at least one. You could have redone John Henry, the Steel. You know, maybe done a Superboy, because you got Supergirl going now. So you could have done that. You could have gotten a TV show out of it. They've missed, on my opinion, so much movie-making, money-making chances with this. And then you could have done Justice League, you know, because Batman could have shown up. You didn't have to do Batman versus Superman. It's a horrible concept. Superman's going to win every time. Every time. He's just going to shoot him with a laser from like 1,000 feet away. Like, it's going to happen.
But Batman technically won.
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw one cartoon drawing. It was like, you know, Superman, they actually fought. They both were going to fight. They both had time. Superman just shot him with a laser, killed him, threw him up into the sun, and Batman prepared for that, and he ate something that just made the sun just go away. And Superman's, or it was kryptonite. So we went to there, it was like a big bomb of kryptonite, and Superman just started melting and going, well played. Like, Superman still won because he killed Batman first.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was probably a draw. But, like, in any case, that was just a dumb concept to have those two fight. Especially have them right next to each other. They're across the bay and they've never heard of each other.
True.
That's the worst detective and the worst reporter in the world. But anyway, like, they killed it so bad. And then you had Wonder Woman come out, who was badass.
I feel like this has been like 2 years in the making for you to come off with that off your chest.
It took me 2 years to see the movie. Because I was so against it, because I found out the villain was Doomsday. I mean, like, they had redeeming qualities. They're finally getting a Wonder Woman movie. About damn time.
But see, the problem what I'm thinking right now is they're promoting Justice League before they're promoting Wonder Woman.
No, I seen the trailer came out for Wonder Woman before Justice League.
But if you would have noticed, there's more talk for Justice League than there is Wonder Woman at the current moment. Wonder Woman comes out in May. That's 2 months.
All right, I'll give you that. Probably because it's taken so damn long for both of these movies.
And I think the early reviews for Wonder Woman aren't too good.
No.
They're comparing it to the first Captain America movie.
Captain America was great. Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm not saying Captain America movie was bad. I'm just saying.
Haters going to hate.
They're going to look at this and be like, this looks familiar.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. They're both like similar concepts. You know, Captain America and Wonder Woman. Yeah, he's all about America and she's about Amazonia. But they're both like fight for truth and justice.
True.
You know, I mean, he has a shield he can throw and she has a rope. Lasso of Truth.
But he's lame.
Yeah, it is kind of lame. But, I mean, it's like everything is a copy of everything else. Like, if you True. Think about it.
Well, that's how it is with the comic books. There's a similar copy to each character in each comic book.
Green Arrow, Hawkeye.
Batman, Iron Man.
Yeah, Flash and Quicksilver.
What would you say? Superman, Captain America, similar.
Yeah. Then there's like Incredible Hulk and not Thing.
Thing's Marvel.
I can't remember. There's so many of them, but yeah, like they you know.
Well, Incredible Hulk can be similar to Superman because you know.
Oh, their strength. Yeah, never ending strength.
Superman is like the most unreal character you can have in a comic book because the guy's got so many powers. What more does he need?
Oh man, it's just every time they turn around, it's the power of Superman.
Oh yeah, I know. It's kind of funny. It's also funny that different kryptonites do certain things to him.
Oh man, like one made him like evil, one made him strong, and
one turned his head into an ant.
Yeah. That just shows that they're bored. You know, like let's make, you know, Magenta's kryptonite.
Yeah.
How long are we trying to go with this?
We can stop it here and come back next week.
Yeah, why don't we? I think we've
Yeah, we established enough. We talked too much.
I think we need to end it with
Fuck Greg Thompson.
Fuck Greg Thompson. Spider-Man sucks. Ant-Man could beat him.
We're still waiting on beer. Yeah, waiting on beer.
Yeah, beer and Cool Ranch Dorito nachos. I think I need to talk to the wife about, because I think if anybody could do that for us, it's going to be her, because she's amazing. And she's the love of my life. And I'm not just saying that because I want Cool Ranch Dorito taco nachos.
Yeah, see, the tacos is in the head. So yeah, plan it.
I want the nachos. You want Cool Ranch Dorito taco, go to freaking Taco Bell, which is good. But anyway. All right, I think that's enough.
Yep.
We could have Jared yell at us for how bad this sucks.
Yes, for about an hour's worth of work he's got to edit here, not us.
Yeah, I don't care.
You think about it, it could have been worse. We could have been at Friday's recording and had soft rock in the background.
Yeah, and then the waitress asking us, what else do you want? You want more mozzarella sticks? Which they were good. I can't knock it.
Yeah, that's apps. True. Pot stickers. But yeah, we'll have to say it for the sake of the podcast, because I don't really want to say that, because that's Jared's thing.
What? For the sake of the podcast?
For the sake of the podcast.
For the sake of the beard.
Yeah, for the sake of the
beard. Or long live the beard.
Long live the two beards.
Long live the two beards. There you go. Heard it first, right here.
Yep, long live the two beards. So, for Bucky.
And Andrew.
We're out.
Peace.